Was there an agency, I mean, excuse me, a bank that specialized in handling this kind of foreign draft?
I think at that time they do. They use, yeah, I think so.
A bank?
A bank. Well, no, I think you can purchase at the bank. It's a special check, or I've forgotten what they use.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe some grocery stores took care of these matters. The certain departments in a large grocery store had a clerk or someone who was in charge, or at least helped people with sending money back home, because that seemed to be a very popular business back then.
Is that right?
You
mean here? I've heard.
Here.
Here
Los
to send the money back to.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not that I know of, because I know my dad usually have to go to a certain bank to get a certain type of checks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that check is sent back to China.
I see.
But maybe, perhaps, what you have mentioned about people having to go to a grocery store, maybe that particular person is maybe could be the same surname, same clan as there, and maybe the person that wants to send the money do not know how to go about in purchasing
uh-huh.
a check. Or
he
does not write,
or
maybe he doesn't speak the language, and he doesn't know how to go about, and that's one way, perhaps, he can send money back.
Yeah. Do you remember the Depression?
The what?
Depression,
no.
You don't know. You were 7 years old when it started, and it should have affected some people around you around when you're in your early teens. You never saw anyone being affected?
No.
Your father's business was not influenced one way or another by it?
No, I.
So your standard of living did not go noticeably.
Well, it may have, but, you know, being a child, one doesn't know.
Even in your early teens?
No, I don't.
Early and mid-teens? No?
I don't feel that there's some indefinite difference.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anyone compare Chinese to the Jewish people in their way of doing business?
Let's put it this way: so far as business is concerned, I guess perhaps to a certain point, but for a home life, the Chinese and the Jewish people are very, very home-bodied and family-conscious way.
Mm-hmm.
Their family comes first. The mother is very important, and the rest of the elders are very respected.
In your family, would you say your mother was the one that made the decisions, or your father? Who was the more domineering figure, the more important figure?
Well, my dad.
Is that common among Chinese families, the father being the more important figure?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Although my mother was equally just as capable.
Mm-hmm. But your mother never worked at a full-time job, I believe.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel there was hostility toward Chinese in Los Angeles?
No, nothing. Nothing that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider Chinese to have done better or worse than the general population of Los Angeles?
Well, I think the Chinese holds their own. We have our pride, and
I don't mean the cultural pride. I'm saying economically, to have done better or worse than the general population.
Well, I would say
in those days.
They were all right, you know. They're not. Well, the reason that economically we're better than other people because we're more thrifty,
mm-hmm.
and we save the money for better things to come. That's
you feel
how
that
we
Chinese
are better.
Do you feel that the Chinese are more hardworking than any other group?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Longer
hours and harder work.
Mm-hmm. I understand grocery stores often have very long hours. What about, say, restaurants?
Restaurants work at very long hours.
I see. Did you know of anybody involved in Chinese politics or involved in American politics here?
No.
Where did the Chinese men meet their wives or potential wives?
Well, most of them, their wives would have been maybe match marriage in China or arranged.
The people went back there to get married?
Oh, yes.
What's wrong with the people here, the women here?
Well, there are some that are match marriage between families here also.
Mm. Did you feel that the Chinese American women were, say, less preferable to the China-born Chinese women to men in terms of marriage?
Well, the American-born and the Chinese-born, their ideas are completely different. They were raised differently,
mm-hmm.
so consequently, they're not ideally suited to each other.
What if, say, a boy was born here, a Chinese-born American, and he grows up and starts looking for a wife, and
if a boy that's born here, now, to what extent his Western, whether or not, you know, to his Western ideas are, that is the deciding factor whether or not he can get along with, say, an arranged marriage with someone here or in China, particularly in China.
Yeah. Did many American-born Chinese men go back to China to get married?
Oh, I wouldn't say a lot, but then there are some.
Some, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Well, mainly they didn't find anyone they like here, and perhaps maybe some relatives have some friends or relation that they wish to introduce the boy to someone in China, and
mm-hmm.
if that arrangement is satisfactory to the boy, well then he would go back there to meet the girl,
mm-hmm.
or if he liked that kind of arrangement, then they would complete.
But was matchmaking common at that time? Was it the most popular way of getting married?
Well, that just,
How about free dating? Any dating?
Well, no, they have both, you know. If you're born here, then naturally, everybody go dating just like presently, you know, go dances, and you go to school, you meet different people, you have school dances and so on, you know, Chinese clubs and so on,
mm-hmm.
and you meet your own. But then there are some that don't go to those things, and they of the old ways, then they would have the arrangement made.
Mm-hmm. Were Chinese born, American born Chinese, just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents? You know, old-fashioned Chinese tend to like to have sons.
Have their first children as boys, you mean? Isn't that what you mean?
Yeah.
They prefer to have boys
mm-hmm.
as their firstborn?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Even the American Chinese men?
Yes.
I see. How about the latter? As long as their firstborn is a boy, they don't mind what comes after. I see. What do most people think of interracial marriages?
Well, most people were thinking about at that time, right?
Mm-hmm. 30s and 40s.
Before 30, 40, well, it's pretty much frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, you know, it's, even though there's much more and people don't think so much about it, but still, you know, they are looked upon. And it's slowly accepted more, you know. But in those days,
even today, they're looked upon disfavorably.
Well, yes, I guess so.
Uh-huh. Did you know of anybody who got married to a person of another race?
Not in those days, no.
Mm-hmm. I see. What was your attitude in those days, if you had one, toward interracial marriages?
Well, present day, I don't think it gonna matter too much. I wouldn't say it matters, as long as they're happy and they have respect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Because as in Hawaii, you know, that's a very good example of interracial marriages of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
And they blend in very well, and everything seemed to work out that way. Maybe one of these days in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the way it will be.
Your personal attitude at that time is the same as it is now?
Well,
or have you become
for myself, I wouldn't have ventured to go on the other side. I still say Chinese for the Chinese.
Mm, I see. What did you or others think of the way that the Chinese were portrayed in the American movies?
In American movies?
Mm-hmm. Did you see any with a Chinese part in it?
Well, the Chinese movies, some were very good. I mean, making, like, I think in those days they made Good Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie, and it gave a very good picture of what China went through during
mm-hmm.
the famine. See,
yeah.
Then those pictures were all right. See, but I think at one time, if you will remember Anna May Wong,
mm-hmm.
the very
yes,
famous star. Well, I think when she was starring some of those pictures, those people were the Chinese people very much against her because of the role that she had to take, which maybe she was a mistress or to them it was a low caste
mm-hmm.
part, and they feel that she shouldn't have taken, even though she was. Now, if she took those part today,
mm-hmm.
people would not think of it. It was just prejudice at that time. See.
When you said people didn't like the fact that she played those roles, did they make? Was it an open kind of dislike, or was it just a conversational?
Well, I would say,
topic.
I would just say a general conversation. They didn't think that she should have taken those kind of parts
mm-hmm.
because it lowered the Chinese standard.
But nobody made any open protest to either the studios or to her personally.
They may have. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I see. What about other movies? Did you see any Fu Manchu movies or Charlie Chan?
Well, the Charlie Chan movies were good, like the Fu Manchu, that's more or less fantasy, and he's more like a villain, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is caste typing, and that's, now, in those days, a good portrayal of a true Chinese.
Mm-hmm. But nobody made any protests?
I'm not sure if they did or not, but those people in the Chinese American Alliance in those days, they may have did some protesting.
Did you ever hear anyone say they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No.
What type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Well, naturally, the Chinese want their children to be better, so they would like their children to be lawyers, doctors, engineers.
How about for themselves?
For themselves, well, they have to get what they can do or what it's offered, because
this is the end of the duplicate of tape 2, side 1 of the interview with Margaret Lee.